La Voz de la Memoria in English. News, information, interviews and discussions about Spain's historical memory movement, with reports on what's happening at La Casa de la Memoria La Sauceda in Jimena de la Frontera.
Hello and welcome to La Voz de la Memoria's News and Information in English. I'm Debbie Ead. Podcasts are now available on the Casa de la Memoria website of the talks broadcast by La Voz de la Memoria during the Republican April cycle. All the talks are in Spanish, given by experts in their field, and they're on a variety of subjects relating to different aspects of the Second Republic, the Civil War, and Gibraltar. Also, for those who understand Spanish, La Voz de la Memoria is now broadcasting 3 hourly programmes a week on Jimena's local radio station. It's called Onda Cuatro Jimena, and you can find it on 107.3 MHz. The programmes are all about matters relating to historical memory, and they can be heard on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays between 3 and 4 in the afternoon. Preparations are now beginning for the second phase of exhumation works in the old cemetery in the castle in Jimena de la Frontera. The council held a meeting last month with Jesús Román, the archaeologist who's leading the exhumations, and representatives from the Cádiz provincial government and the Mancomunidad de Municipios of the Campo de Gibraltar. This second phase will be financed by the provincial government and the Mancomunidad, while Jimena Council will provide the machinery, the tools and infrastructure. During the first phase of the works to recover the bodies of victims of Franco, the remains of 13 people were found. People from the village who know their relatives were shot at the castle during or after the Civil War have given DNA samples, but they're still waiting for the results. No date has yet been set for the second phase of this project. Like the others, these works are being coordinated by the Foro por la Memoria del Campo de Gibraltar, and their members have been calling for years for them to take place. The Spanish government has announced that it will be drawing up an inventory of assets which were seized by the Franco regime, including not only properties and money, but also works of art. The aim is to return them to their legitimate owners under the future democratic memory law. This will replace the historical memory law, which was approved by José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero's government in 2007. And finally, a gold and diamond dagger, which is believed to have belonged to Franco, has recently been sold by a German auction house for €35,000. The catalogue described it as a museum piece of goldsmithing difficult to surpass and a unique historical relic from the history of Spanish and Italian fascism. A magnificent gift of a dagger from the Italian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Count Ciano, to General Francisco Franco. Count Ciano was the son-in-law of Italian fascist leader Benito Mussolini. He presented Franco with the gift to mark the victory of the Spanish fascists and the Allied regimes of Germany and Italy in the Spanish Civil War. The dagger is engraved with the coat of arms of Italian fascism and the yoke and arrows of the Spanish fascist Falange Party. The velvet-lined box bears the inscription, "Together we conquer Madrid, June the 10th, 1939." And that's all for now. More news and information to come soon.
That brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the podcasts of La Voz de la Memoria in English.